Kwintokozo enkulu kim ukuthi ngibe nani namhlanje kuseni.
To me it is a great joy to be with you this morning.
Benghamba ngithi ngihambe sonte lodwa kodwa kwaze kwaba ama sonta amabili.
I went, I thought I'd be gone for a week, but it turned out to be 2 weeks.
Sahamba kahle kakhulu.
We went very well.
Sabuya kuthanga.
Day before yesterday, we arrived back.
Izolo ntambama, sezwa ukuthi umfowethu wasempolweni ushiyile.
Yesterday evening, we heard that our brother from Polweni had passed away.
Ubeguli isikhathi esikhulu, angazi ukuthi amasonto amathathu noma mane ku ICU eKapa, Cape Town.
He was sick for a long time, perhaps 3-4 weeks in the ICU in Cape Town.
Izolo ntambama ngathi ayi ake ngiye ngimvakashele.
Yesterday afternoon I thought maybe it's an appropriate time to visit him.
Bengihambile ngabuya la ngo-6 ngisacabanga ukuthi ngizokwenza njani noma ngimvakashele yini eKapa. Kanti uma sifika ngo-6 basazisa ukuthi useshiyile. Kusho ukuthi umfowethu wasempolweni ushiyile.
So we were away, and when we came back I was contemplating whether I should maybe go and visit him down in Cape Town. But then at about 6 o'clock we got the news that he had passed away. So my brother has passed away. He had been not well for a long time.
Ube sesibhedlela ku ICU. Kodwa bengazi ukuthi ku ICU ngoba bengihlala ngishayela ucingo njalo. Engifihlele ukuthi ngiku ICU.
So this happened yesterday. I was not aware that he was in the ICU because we were in constant contact by phone, but I never heard from him that he was actually in the ICU.
Ube ku ICU amasonto amathathu noma mane. Kaningi besithintana ngengcingo.
He was
kodwa ubengifihlele ukuthi usesibhedlela ku ICU.
So he had been in the ICU for 3-4 weeks. We were in constant contact telephonically, but he hid it from me that he was in the ICU.
Besithi mhlawumbe uzoshesha abuye, kanti uma sifike la ebusuku ngo-6 basifikele ukuthi ngo-5 inkosi yamthatha.
So we had been gone, and at 6 o'clock we got the news that he had passed away at 5 o'clock. But I was not aware of that fact.
Ubesekapa evakashele ingane zakhe, wayesegula, wawa, wangena esibhedlela, cishe amasonto amathathu noma mane eku ICU.
So he had been visiting his children there, and on the visit he fell and was taken, admitted to hospital, and then was laid in the ICU for about 3-4 weeks, and me not being aware that he was in the ICU, but we were telephonically in contact.
Uyena ke ongu wokuqala kubafowethu oshiyile.
So he is the first of our brothers whom the Lord has taken.
Kusho ukuthi uye wasempolweni ubeya enzansi evakashele ingane zakhe, kanti uma engenza ele enzansi wawa walimala, wagula kakhulu wahlala ku ICU cisha amasonto amane.
So it was Uncle Bodo who had been visiting his children down in the Cape, and on the visit he fell and then was admitted to hospital and then also into the ICU for quite a number of weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. But yesterday we received the news that he had passed
away.
We had conversations over the phone with him. We were hoping that he would return soon, not knowing that the Lord was going to take him. So he is Uncle Bodo, who came originally from the Mpolweni area. He is the first of us brothers whom the Lord has now taken.
Izolo tambama bengithi mhlambe ngizoya eKapa ngoba bevakashele ingane zakhe. Manje lenzansi wawa walimala wakula kakhulu bamfaka ku ICU angazi ukuthi amasonto amane yini.
He had been visiting his children down in the Cape, and then it happened that he fell, was admitted to hospital, and then was in the ICU for about 3-4 weeks.
Ngahlala ngimshayela ucingo njalo sikhulume sixoxe sithu seyabuya kanti.
And we were in contact with him telephonically quite often, hoping that he would soon return back home, but we didn't know that the Lord was going to take him so soon. And I told my brother, when you are back, I wish to come and visit you soon, not knowing that the Lord was going to take him so soon.
Asazike ukuthi umncwabo uzoba nini usenganeni zakhe le mzansi. Angazike ukuthi umncwabo uzoba le emzansi eKapa enganeni zakhe noma uzoba la. Asazi.
Regarding the funeral, we have not yet heard, because he was visiting his children down in the Cape, whether it will take place there in the Cape or whether it will happen up here, we don't know.
Kodwa bengishilo uma edinga ukulandwa singamlanda.
But I had offered that if he needs to be fetched, we will gladly fetch him.
Sangiyabonga ngoba ngibuyile. Bengithi ngizokhala amasonto isonto lodwa nje le. Kanti ngahlala kwaze kwaba amasonto amabili.
I'm so thankful that I am back now. We were gone for 2 weeks. I had intended maybe only to stay for a week, but now we have returned. Before we read God's word, shall we pray? Lord, take the service, that it be in your hands. Work in a wonderful way amongst us. Touch our hearts. And work above our prayers and our thinking.
Amen.
Amen.
Kusho ukuthi ngizocela bangibekele isihlalo la. Uma usugugile umzimba ubuye uphela amandla ngelinye ilanga.
If you are old, the body some days just tires.
Niyazi uma ngishumayela ngezinye ikhathi ngishumayela isikhathi esingaka.
And you know, when I preach, at times I speak for long periods.
Kodwa ngizimisele ukuba namhlanje ngikhuluma isikhathi esingaka.
But I'm determined today that I will just speak a very short while.
Ukuze ngiqonde ukuthi angikhulumi into engaka zonke insuku.
That you
ngelinye ilanga ngikwenza kube kufushane.
That you also understand, at times I also speak for short periods, I don't always speak for long periods.
Kusho ukuthi mayivume inkosi, le nkonzo izoba inkonzo efushane engaka nje.
So, Lord willing, this service will be a very short service.
Ukuze ngibone ukuthi angiluli njalo. Ngesinye isikhathi ngishumayela isikhathi esincane nje.
That you will also see that I don't always speak for a long time, but I can also make it short.
Bengingekho-ke ngile eNamibia.
I was not here, I was in Namibia.
Bengithi ngizohamba isonto elodwa, kanti uma ngiphaphama bese kudlule amaviki amabili.
I had intended maybe to go for a week, but then when I awoke, 2 weeks had transpired.
Ngiyabonga ke manje ukuthi ngibe la.
So I'm thankful to be here now.
Ngijabule futhi ukuthi ngibe khona uma umfowethu esesishiya.
And so grateful that I can be here in the time in which our brother was taken amongst us.
Kodwa akekho la ule eKapa ngoba ezinye iy'ngane zakhe zile ubevakashele khona. Uma eli wayeselimala ewa, wagula kakhulu, wahlala esibhedlela isikhathi esikhulu cishe amasonto amane. Kodwa akaze angivezele ukuthi ngilimele kangaka. Bengithi uzobuya noma nini, sixoxe. Ngithi hayi mfowethu, uma usubuyile sokuxoxa kamnandi.
My brother was not at home, he was visiting some of his children. We were in contact over the phone, but he held it from me that he was so severely ill. And we spoke and said, "Brother, if you are back, then I will come and visit you, and then we can converse for a long time."
Angazike njengokuba isidumbu sile eKapa ukuthi kuzoqhubeka kanjani, kodwa ngishilo ukuthi bethanda singalanda isidumbu sakhe sibuyele la eNatali. Kodwa sikakezwa ke manje ukuthi bazokwenza njani njengokuba eli enzansi enganeni zakhe.
Now, as he was with his children, we do not know regarding the funeral proceedings. We have offered that we can be of assistance to them if the corpse needs to be brought up. We have offered our help in that as well. So we will have to hear from them how they wish things to proceed.
Sengiyabonga ukuthi ngibe la bese ngikhumbule.
I am thankful to be with you again. I was really longing for you.
Namhlanje ngixoxela izindaba ezingaka.
Today I can relate to you many things.
Kodwa ngathi ngizoshumayela isikhathi singaka nje.
But I
ngiyabona ukuthi singakanani.
Determined just
singane.
To to speak for such a short time. You see how short that is. Very short.
Ngizimisele ukuthi ngikhulume kafushane nje.
I am determined.
Yize ukuthi izinto ziningi engingangixoxela zona.
To speak only for a short while, where in fact I could tell you so many things.
Abantu bayasho phela ukuthi uma ngishumayele ngishumayele into engaka. Kodwa namhlanje ngithanda ukushumayela into engaka nje.
Because people say that when I preach for a long time, but today I want to speak for a short time. Just in short. So I'm so happy to be with you. So we left here on our trip to Namibia.
Namibia kukude kule. Sihamba amahora amane ngebhanoyi.
It's quite a distance. We flew for about 4 hours with a plane that has travels at quite a speed.
Sasuka kulwandle la. Saya kulwandle ngali.
We went from this side of the ocean to the other side of the land to the other ocean.
Sahamba kahle kakhulu bengithi ngizohamba isonto elodwa nje kodwa ngase ngahamba amasonto amabili.
We traveled very well, we went well. I thought I would just go for 1 week, but it landed up to be 2 weeks.
Namhlanje bengithi inkonzo ngizoyenza ibe mfushane nje.
Today I wished for the service just to be short.
Ngoba sekunegama ukuthi ngishumayele into engaka. Kodwa namhlanje ngithanda ukushumayela into encane. Yize ukuthi inhliziyo igcwele iyacicima.
Although it seems that people are now saying that I preach for a long time, but I will want to make it short, even though my heart is flowing over.
I'd like to preach maybe my shortest sermon.
Mhlawumbe ngizokhuluma intshumayelo yami edlule emfishane kunazo zonke.
Besile eNamibia.
We were there in Namibia.
Manje ungabalike ukuthi sekuyinkonzo. Ayikangeni inkonzo.
Now don't add this time to the service. The service has not started as such. The message.
Abantu ukuthi ngishumayele izinshumayele ezingaka. Kodwa namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi ngishumayele kancane into engaka.
Because people talk and say, I now speak for such lengths, but today I wish it to be very short. So this is not yet the sermon. I am still relating to you things. So we are so thankful, I am thankful to be amongst you today. There's so much that I could speak. We come from a different country, which is nearly like a desert.
Not nearly, it is a desert. A purebred desert. Ihlane.
A real desert.
Kodwa uma ngiphaphama bese ku amasonto amabili.
I'd intended only to stay for a week, but then 2 weeks had flown by so quickly, unexpectedly.
Sasuka la elwandle.
We flew from this ocean.
Sahamba. saze safika kulo lwandle olwangale.
And we flew and arrived at the other ocean.
Sindiza amasonto amahora amane.
Flying 4 hours.
Unkulunkulu wabanathi kulelozwe lase Namibia.
And God was with us in that land, Namibia.
Kuyihlane.
It is a desert.
Elinyizwe.
A different country.
Lana ilanga liphuma la lishona le. Le liphuma ngapha lishona ngapha.
To us, the sun rises here and sets there. And in that place, it seems just the opposite to that.
Izwe elisimanga.
Amazing to experience that so.
Ku inhliziyo yami gcwele swi. Iyatikima.
My heart is full. It's overflowing.
Ngingakhuluma isikhathi singaka.
And I can speak for a very long time.
Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi sengaziwe emhlabeni ukuthi ngishumayele into engaka, ngifuna ukushumayela into encane njengaka.
But because it seems that everybody knows that I speak for such a long time, I have wished just to speak for a short time.
Ziningi izinto esahlangana nazo, inhliziyo iyacicima. Kodwa ngizokushiya konke lokho. Ngisho nalokho engishoyo manje ningakubali ngoba ngashumayeli ngisanixoxela nje.
We met up with many things and my heart is overflowing. Now this is just an introduction that I am saying. It is not part of the sermon.
Sasuka ngaselwandle ngapha. Sahamba sahamba. Saze safika kulolo lwandle olungale.
So we flew from this side of the ocean to the other side of the ocean.
Ningabali isikhathi ningalubuki iwash ngoba angashumayeli ngizaxoxela nje.
So don't look at your watches. This is just an introduction what I am saying now.
Sasuka kulolu lwandle. Safika kulolo lwandle olwangale ilanga liphuma la lishona li kodwa uma kusule labe sikhona ilanga liphuma ngapha lishone ngapha phambane nala.
So flying from one shore of the land to the other shore of the continent where the sun rises here over the ocean. And it's just the opposite. And we see it there. It seems to be just the opposite to here.
Ngicela ukuthi ningabuka amawashi. Sokuphasi 11. Kodwa becula nekhwaya.
So don't look at your watches. Remember the choir was also singing. And I'm just introducing the sermon.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma isikhathi esifushane nje.
I just wish to speak for a short while.
Kodwa ngibona ukuthi kungaba yiphutha ngingifihlele ukuthi ngivelaphi. Ngivele eNamibia lapho ilanga lingaphumi la elwandle kodwa liphuma entshonalanga liya le.
So you will bear with me. I didn't want to hold it from you where we were. We were at Namibia, here where the sun rises over the ocean, and there it sets over the ocean.
Lana, kukhona ukuhlaza, kukhona imithi, le isihlabathi sodwa. Sodwa ihlane. Ihlane likhulu.
Here we have greenery. We have green trees. Over there, it is just bare sand, like a desert.
Kodwa ngiyabonga ukuthi ngibe khona la. nangokuhamba ngomfowethu ngiyajabula ukuthi ngibela.
But I am so thankful to be here now, and even when my brother passed away, that I was able to be here.
Kuhlaza la, ayikho into ehlaza le, ngaphandle kokuthi uyitshale endlini, ihlane. Uyalazi ihlane, la kungamili khona lutho, la komile khona.
Here it is green. We're living in a place of abundance. There is no sprouting, no green, except if you keep it in your house. Nothing grows.
Sasuka la kulolu lwandle, sahamba, sahamba, saze sifike kulo ulwandle olwangali.
So we traveled from here, this ocean, till we got to the other ocean on the other side of the continent.
Lagithini langa liphuma la elwandle beselshona le lena ke ilanga liphuma le lishone ngapha phambane nala.
So even the rising of the sun is here from the out of the east over the ocean, and it sets here in the west. But if you're there, it seems as if it comes out over the land, and then it sets over the ocean, contrary to one's experience here. So you understand why I say we come from a different country. Now I wish to preach on the desert by the word of the Lord.
Sizofunda kuIsaya isahluko sangamashumi amathathu nesihlanu.
We will read out of Isaiah chapter 35.
UIsaya Isahluko sangamashumi amathathu nesihlanu.
Isaiah 35.
Ayisithandazi.
Let us pray.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube kanye nathi, khulume nathi ngezwi lakho elingcwele.
We ask you, Lord, that you would now be with us, speak to us through your holy word.
Amen.
Amen.
Izwi engizofunda kulo kuIsaya isahluko sangamashumi amathathu nesihlanu.
The word I will read is taken from Isaiah chapter 35.
Kuya kuba khona umendo nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele, ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo. Ngoba indlela iyoba indlela yabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo, noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kulo kuyo.
Verse 8, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray.
Kuningi okusenhlizweni yami engaqoqa. Ngingaqoqa kuze kushaye u-2, kushaye u-3, mhlawumbe ngaphezulu futhi.
There's so much on my heart. I could speak till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and maybe even later.
Kodwa ngayimisela ukuthi ngizokhuluma isikhathi esifushane nje.
But I determined just to speak for a short time.
Ngoba sengaziwe kaziwa ukuthi ngishumayele isikhathi eside njalo. Namhlanje ke ngikuthanda ukuthi ngikhulume isikhathi esincane nje.
Because it seems I known for that I now preach so long. So today I wish to preach for a very short time.
So don't
look at your watches. I was just telling you of our trip that we went. So we left in the morning and flew from this ocean to the other ocean. As you know, the ocean is here and on the other side.
Alfani nalumhlaba.
The place
ilanga liphuma ngapha lishona ngapha ngoba ngale noma ngale liphuma ngapha lishona ngapha.
So that land there is different to ours. The sun comes up from this, out of this direction, sets in that direction. And there it seems as it comes up in, from this direction and sets in the other direction.
Abanye sebekhathele izintshumayelo zami ezini ezinde. Ngifuna ukuyenza ibe mfushane namhlanje. Uthi ngisaqala sengiyaqeda.
So I have so much on my heart. I could speak for a long time because some say I tend now to speak for very long. But that's why I have determined maybe just to let the sermon be very short. Maybe as it starts, it's soon going to end.
So,
as you have heard, the sun rises here in the east, sets in the west. There it feels as if it rises in the west and in the east sets.
Such izwe elihlane ningabuka amawashi ngisanxoxela indaba nje angakashumayeli.
That is a different land, a different country. Don't look at your watches. I had just given you an introduction.
Uzomangala ngoba ilanga lizophuma ngapha lishone ngapha.
And you will be amazed if you are there. Your sense of direction will be quite different because it seems as if the sun is rising in the west and setting in the east.
Kushukuti nala kuhlaza le akukho kuhlaza.
Here we are surrounded by green. There is no green to be seen. It's only desert land.
Singakaqhubekike. Before
we continue again, let us pray.
Be amongst us,
Lord. Keep us. Work in our hearts. Let your name be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
Bengithi sohamba isonto lodwa.
We had intended to only go for a week, but it turned out to be 2 weeks.
And
I could tell you of the working of God.
I have seen.
I have said from here previously, God is at work in a way as he has never worked before. And if you are not experiencing it, then something is wrong in your own heart. That you need to change and repent. So we
sasahamba masonto amabili.
We met up with so much. We had intended only to go for 1 week, but we went for 2 weeks. We were away for 2 weeks.
Ngiyabonga ke ukuthi ngibe nani namhlanje.
So thankful to be with you today.
Okuningi ngizomkhodlela kona, ngizokhuluma isikhathi esincane.
Maybe much I will withhold from you. I will just speak for a short time.
Elizwe lelo lase Namibia.
Namibia is a different world.
Njengokuba ngishilo liphuma la ilanga lishona ngapha. Le liphuma ngapha.
As I have said, here the sun rises over the ocean, sets over land. There it rises over land and sets over the ocean. And we met up with so much. But maybe the Lord will give us another opportunity that I can inform you. But today I wish to speak for only a very short time. And that is in a country where the sun rises over the land and sets in the other direction over the ocean. Now, I wish to read this word. In Isaiah 35.
Kuya kuba khona umendo, indlela eya kuthiwa indlela yobungcwele, ongcolileyo. Akayi kuhamba ngayo, kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo, noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
In verse 8 it says, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray.
Lelizwi laba izwi elisimanga ngesikhathi se-revival ngo-66.
This word to us was an amazing word during the time of the outbreaking of the revival in 66.
Ngoba ngokomoya izwe lakithi belifana nehlane kodwa besithandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu ehle athulule umoya wakhe ihlane libe yinkathi.
Because at that time the land was to us like a desert. And that's why we prayed to the Lord that He would come down and change the desert into a garden. Here we hear this chapter speaks of a wilderness. Because before the revival, our lives were like a wilderness and desert. But when God came down, this desert blossomed and was like a garden.
Ngingakhuluma isikhathi eside ngezwe lapho ilanga liphuma la lishone ngapha nezinto ezenziwayo khona kodwa ngizokushiya.
Now I will leave what all I can say about that wilderness that we experienced there where nothing grows, but I will not speak about that. And
sizofunda ku Isaya isahluku seshumi nesihlanu.
And as we read in Isaiah chapter 35,
ivesi leshumi nasiyagalombili.
And this in verse 8 in my Bible.
Kuyakuba khona umendo nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele okungcolileyo akayi kuhamba khona ngayo kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
And a highway shall be there, shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. We are from another country. As you know, that our sun here rises here over the ocean in the east and sets in the west over land. But it is contrary there if you experience it coming the other way. It was a real desert. Sand.
Uzohamba lizoshona ilanga ngemoto.
You can drive the whole day by car. And you will just see a bareness of only sand. So I could tell you of much, but I had said that I wish to make the sermon short.
Ngaphambi kwe-revival lesi sahluko bekuyisahluko esisimanga ngoba ngokomoya abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bebefana nehlane ithele ezinhle zingekho kodwa lapha sibona ihlane liguqulwa libe njengengathi.
During the time of the outbreak of the revival, this chapter was so important and had such a deep meaning to us that their Christian lives at that time were like a desert. But then God, through His working, changed a desert, made it into a blossoming garden.
Noma ingatheli izithelo ifana nehlane kodwa uma kwehla uNkulunkulu asebenze ngiyakutshela ziyokuquka izinto kuvele izithelo okubi kunqamuke ukuhleba inzondo inkani ukusola kuyaphela.
So even if the life is like a desert without fruit, without any beauty, no good fruit to be found, when God comes into the life, He changes that desert that your life can become fruitful, bearing fruit, and evil has got no place in that life. No gossiping, no hardness, stiff-neckedness, all that comes to an end.
Ngithanda ukushumayela isikhathi esincane. Uma usekhaya, funda lesi sahluko. Uqonde ukuthi ngaphambi kwe-revival, besithandazela kuphi ukuthi ihlane elingenakuhla, elisabathi sodwa, siguqulwe sibe njengengathi.
So you can take this chapter at home, read it, that if God through His reviving power comes down, your life that is just bare, fruitless, can be transformed, can become like a garden, fruitful for the edification. If you are at home,
anginasikhathi ukwenza ngoba ngishilo ukuthi angifuni ukuthi ngilibazise ngezinto ezisimanga ningayifundela ekhaya uIsaya 35.
Read this chapter at home, and that you can experience what God can fulfill and bring about in a life that is changed from a desert into a garden, a blossoming, green, lush garden.
Kodwa kusemqoka, verse 18, kuyaba khona umendo, nendlela eya kuthiwa, indlela yobungcwele, ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo. Kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo, noma beyiziyula abayikuduka khona.
But this is an important verse, and a highway shall be there, this verse 8, and it shall be called the way of holiness, the unclean shall not pass over it. It shall be locked.
Khulekela irevival.
If we pray for revival,
sikhulekela uIsaya 35.
Then we pray.
Ekhaya anofunda kusukela evesini lokuqala. Keke ngifunde manje anginasikhathi. Isahluko sonke kuze kube sekugcineni, ubone ukuthi ibandla likaNkulunkulu lifanele ukuthi libe njani.
If you want revival, then read this word and let it work in you, and see what the church of God should be like.
UNkulunkulu wakhuluma nathi ngalesi sahluko phambi kwe-revival ngo-66.
God spoke to us through this chapter before the revival in 1966.
Kuthiwa kuverse 18 kuyaba khona umendo nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele. Ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo, kepha iyakuba ngeyabantu bakhe abahamba ngayo, noma beyiziwula abayi kuduka kuyo.
And this verse 8 says, a highway shall be there, shall be called the way of holiness, the unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way.
Xolo uma ngiphinda lento. Uma ufika ekhaya, thatha Isaiah 35. Uqonde ukuthi i-revival iyini. Uzibuze nawe ukuthi uyayiphila yini le mpilo na.
Excuse me for repeating this. If you go home, read Isaiah chapter 35 and understand what revival is, and ask yourself, do you live this life?
Kukhulunywa ngendlela ekhona ehlane.
Here we hear of a highway there in the desert.
Kuthiwa kuyoba indlela yobungcwele.
Shall be called the way of holiness.
Ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo.
The unclean will not walk on it. But it will be solely God's way.
Lesahluko sichaza indaba yomuntu okholwayo, umntwana kaNkulunkulu ongaphili impilo leyo uNkulunkulu ayifunayo.
This chapter speaks of the life of a Christian. If you don't live this, you are not pleasing to God.
Lapha ehlane sibona uNkulunkulu ehla edala indlela ebizwa ngokuthi indlela elungileyo, umendo.
Here we hear of God coming down and making a way. It shall be called the way of holiness. The desert is transformed into a garden.
Unkulunkulu asebenze la ukudla kungamili khona aguqule konke noma ilanga lakhona liphuma la lishone ngapha kodwa lizophuma ngapha lishone ngapha konke kube kusha.
God coming down and changing the desert would produce no food, changes it to produce fruit in a place where the sun normally comes up here and sets there. It will come up there and set in the opposite direction.
The
desert in which nothing grows, it will sprout, it will blossom.
Ungafunda uma usesekhaya iverse 18 ningxolele ukuphinda phinda ngoba kuyenzeka ukuthi umuntu eze ngenela uphumela futhi angazwisisi ukuthi kuthiwani.
Take this chapter, read it at home. Pardon me for repeating this, but it is possible that a person hears, but he doesn't hear and grasp. It enters one ear and out the other, and he has lost it all.
Ngingakhuluma ngani kini nangehlane lize lishone ilanga, kodwa ngifuna ukuthi ngikwenze. Funda lesi sahluko, uzothola okuningi ngehlane.
I can speak to you regarding a desert, a wasteland, till the sun sets, but I do not wish to do so. Read it for yourself and allow this word to speak to you.
Phakathi nendawo kuverse 18 kuthiwa kuzoba khona indlela ehlane eyakuthiwa lo mendo ongcwele ongcolileyo ngeke ahambe kuyo leyo ndlela.
In verse 8, we read of a highway that will be there. It will be called the way of holiness, and the unclean will not walk on it. And I say, if you go home, take this chapter. I've repeatedly said, I don't know whether you hear this, whether you will really do so, whether you will pray and say, God, is my life like this? I've told you, the sun rises in this direction and sets in that, the opposite as to what we know. I have said it before, and I repeat it as well, that the sun rises over the land and sets over the ocean in the opposite to what we experience. And so there's so much I can tell you, but I just touch on that.
Kuthiwa kuleli hlane kuzoba khona indlela. Le ndlela iyobizwa ngokuthi indlela yobungcwele. Ongcolileyo ngeke ahamba kuyo, ngoba kuzoba umuzi kaNkulunkulu ongcwele.
So in this wilderness, God will make a highway and will be called the way of holiness. And the The unclean will not walk in it. Why? Because it is God's holy way.
If you speak about revival and you want to know what revival is, read this chapter, and then you'll get a perfect picture of what a person is who is revived.
Uma umuntu ekhuluma nge-revival, uma ethanda ukuhlangana ne-revival, makafunde lesi sahluko, uzothola isithombe esipheleleyo ukuthi i-revival iyini.
Ivesi 18 kuthiwa la kuleli hlane kukhona indlela, kukhona umendo ongwele. Akekho ngcolileyo yokuhamba ngayo ngoba kuyindlela kaNkulunkulu.
Here we read of this way, the path and the highway that will be there. And it will be called the holy way. Why? Because it is God's way.
If you want to know something about revival, Isaiah 35 is a perfect picture of a person who lives a revived life. He's like this.
Umuntu ofisa ukuhlangana ne-revival, makafunde lesi sahluko. La sibona isithombe esipheleleyo somuntu ophila impilo yokuvuselelwa uNkulunkulu.
La phakathi nendawo kuthiwa khona umendo, kukhona indlela ebizwa ngokuthi indlela engcwele, kwindlela kaNkulunkulu. Ongcolileyo akahambi kuyo.
Here we hear in verse 8 that there will be a highway, and it will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not walk on it. It is God's way.
This is a perfect picture of true revival. You can read it at home. If your life is accordingly, then you are revived. If not, then you are a dead Christian. No matter how long you've been a Christian, you are dead.
Uma ufunda lesi sahluko uzothola ukuthi umuntu ofuna ukuphila nge-revival uzokuthola la.
Yes, morstwood. Aktioni lebe ni volgens hierdie hoofstuk is nie.
Uma impilo yakho ingafani na lesi isahluko kusho ukuthi ufile ufana nehlane la kungakhuli lutho.
Sengiyaphetha.
Now I will end and close.
I'd like to stop now. I told you I'll preach a short sermon.
Njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ngizokhuluma kafishane.
But you go home, you read this chapter, and you ask yourself on your knees, is my life like this? If not, don't let the sun go down without having repented and confessed your sins.
Uma uyekhaya, thatha lencwadi uyifunde uzibuze ukuthi impilo yami iyafana yini nayo. Uma ingafani, kufanele ukuthi ngamadolo uguqe ukhale kuNkulunkulu, uvume izono zakho, uhlukane nazo.
Uguke ekhaya, funda Isaiah 35, uyihlole ukuthi lokho kubhalwe la kuchaza impilo yakho yini noma cha.
So prayerfully take this chapter, and on your knees you examine yourself before God whether your life is like we read it here.
Lasizwa ngomendo ngendlela ebizwa ukuthi indlela yobungcwele. Akekho ngcolileyo ohamba kuyo ngoba kuyindlela kaNkulunkulu. abantu bakhe bahamba kungayo leyo ndlela ubuyibe buzo ukuthi impilo yakho injena yini.
Here we read of a highway that will be there, and it will be a way of holiness. No unclean person shall walk on it. Ask yourself, examine yourself, whether my life is accordance to this word.
Not only that the sun comes up there and goes down there, but if God is in your life, He'll revolutionize your whole life. Kuzoba indlela entsha khona. Kuthiwa indlela engcwele ekaNkulunkulu. Abangcolileyo abayi kuhamba ngayo, abangcwele bodwa.
There will be a new way, a holy way, God's way. No unclean person will walk on that way. It is God's way.
Kwindlela eya kuthiwa indlela yokulunga, yokungcwele. Ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo.
It shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not walk on it.
Sengiyakuthina, sengiyavala.
I am closing now. I have finished my sermon.
Angazi ukuthi lokho okukhulumiwe sekufinyelele yini ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakho.
I don't know whether this that has been spoken has already attained and come and reached the bottom of your heart.
Kodwa ngithi yana ekhaya ufunde Isaiah 35. Uyibuze ukuthi le ncwadi ichaza impilo yakho yini. Uma kungenjalo, namhlanje akube usuku lokuphenduka kwakho. Noma uthi usuphenduka 35 years, 40 years, kukhona amaKristu amadala afile, abolile.
If you go home, take this chapter 35. You read it and ask yourself, is this a picture of my life? Or do you say, I have met the Lord 35 or 40 years ago? It's possible that you have met God so long ago, but today you have lost your colors.
Kuthiwa kuzoba umendo. Ukuthiwa indlela yobungcwele.
A highway shall be there, called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not walk on it. That's where I
end.
Go home, take this word, read it on your knees and ask yourself, is my life identical to this word that we find
here? Don't be disobedient and go home and don't do what I told you. Maybe I've spoken too much already. So that what you hear, you won't do it. Go home, read this chapter 35. Ask yourself and examine yourself whether this is a picture of your life, whether you are like this. If not, don't let the sun set without having repented. Confess your sin and that God changes you completely.
Yanekaya. Uthathe lesi sahluko usivivinye uthi uNkulunkulu impilo yami ifana nalento na njengokuba lento esifundayo kungenjalo ungayeki uphenduka ilanga lingakashoni.
Verse 18, kuyakuba khona umendo nendlela eyakuthiwa indlela yobungcwele. Ongcolileyo akayi kuhamba ngayo.
Verse 8, a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not walk on it.
By God's grace, I can speak long sermons, but today I want to make it very short. You take this book, go home on your knees, and read Isaiah 35. A perfect picture of revival and a person who walks with God. And ask yourself, do I truly walk and live like this? If not, don't let the sun go down. It goes down in the west here. But that tomorrow, your old sun won't be like the sun today.
Tatelinga tu ivivinya ngayo. Uzbuzu kuti impilo yakho isithombe salento na. Kunganjalo, penduko kuze usuku lwakusasa uyobona ilanga liphuma kwenye ndawo kunalokho obujwayele.
If you say you're a revived Christian, you're born again, take Isaiah 35. Read it on your knees and test every verse and ask yourself, is my life like this? Is this what I am like? If not, repent today before the sun goes down. Turn to God in repentance and confess your sin. Even if you say you're as old as Methuselah, if your life isn't like this, it's time for you to repent, to turn to God and ask Him to change you like the desert into a garden, that the glory of God will be seen in your life.
Noma impilo yakho uzibiza ukuthi ulikholo noma uthi uvuselelekile, zibuza ukuthi impilo yakho iyafana yini nalesi sahluko ivesi nevesi. Uma kungafani, phenduka kukho ukuze ukuphila kwakho kube kusha.
Lolu suku lwanamhlanje kube usuku lokuphenduka kwakho. Noma usuthi nginamadevu, noma ungathi sengiphenduka iminyaka u-50, usadinga ukuphenduka manje. Lingakashoni ilanga, uvume izono, hlukana nazo, ubuyele kuNkulunkulu.
So let this be the day of you repenting, turning from your sin, leaving them, and that you experience your life of a desert changing into a garden.
Isaiah 35 is a perfect picture of a real Christian. And if your life isn't like this, repent today. Don't say, I've repented 30 years ago. Or 40 years. It's high time that you repent, really repent, and that your life corresponds with Isaiah 35.
Impilo yakho uyivivinye ukuthi iyafana incimishi nalawa mavesi.
Asikhobe makhanda.
Let us pray.
Sebenza umangaliso ukuba amazwi akho angabuyise athele isithelo eziningi empilweni yalona lo.
Work in a wonderful Lord that your word might not be in vain to us but might produce the fruit in each life.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngishilo ukuthi kafushane nje. Thatha lesihlahlu yema tolweni uthandaze ukuthi uNkulunkulu impilo yami njena na uma ingenjalo phenduka namhlanje ungasho ukuthi usuphendukile iminyaka u-50 noma 60 nawe musubuya kumuntu uthi uyavuma kuye uma impilo yakhe ingahambisani nalento.
So I had said the sermon will be short. Take this chapter, go on your knees prayerfully and examine your life whether it is accordingly. And if not, then go and confess your sin. But don't go to a person whose life doesn't reflect this, these words that we have read.
Even if you say, I've been converted for 50 years, 60 years, all that means nothing if your life isn't accordingly and exactly the same as Isaiah 35.
Noma ungasho ukuthi akade ngaphenduka iminyaka engamashumi ayisithupha edlule, lokho akusho lutho uma impilo ingafani kulawo mavesi esiyitholile ku-Isaiah 35.
Nawe-ke mzalwane mbumbulu, musa ukuhamba uye kumuntu oyohlambulula uvume izono kumuntu ongayiphili le mpilo, ngoba kuzoba impumpude eholwa enye impumpude.
And Christian, if you are a useless Christian and a nix-nuts, don't go to someone to confess your sin if his life doesn't reflect these verses that we have read here.
This should be a perfect picture of your life. And if your wife, your children, your neighbors, the rest of the church can't testify to that, repent today. Turn to God in repentance and walk this way of holiness, which is God's way.
Zivivinyeke ukuthi impilo yakho iyafana yini nalencwadi ukuthi unina wabantwana nabantwana bakho nomakhelwane bayafunde yini lento empilweni yakho. Kungenjalo kumele ukuthi uphenduke impilo yakho ifana nalencwadi esiyifundile.
Uzivivinyeke manje yanekhaya funa Isaiah 35, ubuze nomkakho, ubuze nengane zakho, ubuze nomakhelwane ukuthi impilo yami injena yini uma ingekho. Ungalindi ukuthi ufike Namibia lapho ilanga liphuma lapha liye lapha.
So examine your life. Take this word. You can even ask your wife and your children, is my life reflecting this chapter? And if not, you don't have to go to Namibia to see the wasteland and the desert. Change. You can change. And your life can be transformed to be like what we have read in chapter 35.
Sekuyiminyaka engamashumi ayisihlanu isithupha akusho lutho lokho. Baningi abantu eBhayibhelini ababephila isikhathi eside kodwa isigcino balahla.
And don't console yourself that you've been a Christian for 50 or 60 years. Even in the Bible, we read of people who lived right, but at the end was not good.
So please go home. I'm stopping now. Read Isaiah 35. Ask yourself, is this a perfect picture of my life? If not, repent today. Turn to God today, even if you're a counselor and call yourself a co-worker. There are people that end in the wrong place, and that will happen to you if you don't live according to this chapter.
Ngiyakunengake yanekhaya uthathe lencwadi Isaiah 35 uzivivinya ngayo ukuze uma ingenjalo uphenduka namhlanje ukuze impilo yakho uphetha kwempilo yakho kube ukuphetha okuhle ngoba baningi abaphethi kahle.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthola izwi lakho likhanya bha ngaphezu kokukhanya kwelanga. Siyacela Nkosi izwi lakho lisebenze manje empilweni yalo nalo ayihlolisise ukuthi uphila le mpilo yini noma cha.
Lord Jesus, now we thank you for your word, which is brighter than the light of the sun, and where we can examine ourselves whether we live according to it.
Siyahamba yini kulomendo ongcwele la kungahambi ongcolileyo khona.
That whether we walk on this holy way where no unclean person walks.
Amen.